Welcome to The City's Backyard with Matt Zacho, a podcast that interviews all walks of life from their own backyard. The City's Backyard starts now.
We're in the backyard today with the Tom Petty Project. We've got Scott Person on and Phil Lopresti, two guys that are in the band. And it's great to have you visit and drop by the backyard again, guys. Scott,
yes, sir.
I feel like I run into you everywhere, you know, these days. Yeah. And Phil, you are out on the West Coast right now, right?
Correct.
What are you doing out there?
Doing music out here. We relocated for my music career as well as family and well as the weather, which has been bizarre lately, but it's been a great transition. And of course, I'm coming back to do these Tom Petty gigs. And Tom Petty Project is still very active and is not gonna go away for a while. So
wow, you're like a real session musician flying in for gigs. I mean, I feel honored.
Thank you.
We're happy to have him coming back too. It's like amazing that he's willing to do it.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Matt, too.
Yeah, no problem. And I mentioned, you know, we had on another tribute band on recently that's come back into the scene, Four Sticks. They're one of the original Zep bands. And the guys knew you from, well, one of the guys did, right? Right, Phil?
Correct. Yeah. Kevin Humphreys, great bass player, great human being. We've known each other for a long time. He used to sit in with one of my current bands, Big Chief, and he's just a great guy. So I'm glad that they're out there working it, and they're a great band.
Yeah, and a lot of them, I think all of them are session musicians for the most part, is what, you know, from what I understand. And I mean, it's a small world, this music industry, whether you're in a tribute band or you're a session musician. Just was at a tribute show, the British Legends of Rock show, and Crispin Cioi, you know who he is, right? The sax player.
Great player.
Yeah. So I've actually worked
with him, but we've sort of been in the same circles.
Well, yeah, I got a chance to meet him. Yeah. And I guess, you know, he's in the Uptown Horns. He's played with the Stones and B-52s and all kinds
player.
Of. Yeah, so that was really cool to see that show. So let's talk about you guys, the Tom Petty Project. It was great to see you at the Fairfield Theater Company. I had never seen you before, and great job. Congratulations. I finally comprehend, not that I didn't know what you were talking about, but to witness it and see that you do the Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers music with your own style, I can honestly say I absolutely loved it, guys.
Thanks, man. Appreciate that. That was quite a night. I think it even took us by surprise, to be honest. It was, we walked out. I don't think we realized there were as many people there that were there. You know, Phil, I think I can speak for both of us on that, right? I mean, we were blown away with the response that night. So,
yeah, the response was definitely overwhelming. We were definitely on top of our game and we fed off the crowd. It was fantastic energy. And, you know, I think we changed up the set list a bit. We introduced these new songs and everything was so well received. So we definitely grew our fan base. And you know, from there, they tell two people and they tell two people. So, we are basically, we're growing the brand in a sense.
Absolutely. And as I mentioned to Scott, I think he could have had any chick in the place because the spotlight was perfectly set on him in the back there. Usually drummers are, you know, way in the back and don't get enough attention. But I think Scott got plenty of attention that night. Must have been the lighting, Scott.
I appreciate that. It's funny. We frequently ask for, this is going to sound a little ridiculous, but go with me for a second. Usually ask for a drum riser because I like to be, let's face it, it's not terrible to be seen, but I do like to be at eye level with the guys. It's great for communication. It's great to be seen. And yes, it's kind of, you know, puts the drums up off the floor and, oh, there's actually another guy back there. And what we're actually trying to do is do the same thing for the keys. It's not always possible to have both a drum riser and a keyboard riser. So Don, I'm working on it, buddy. That's our keyboardist.
So you are essentially the combination of Stan Lynch and Steve Ferroni, right?
Correct. Yeah,
and
would you say for both?
Would you say you do, as far as the timeline of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, would you guys say that you split it? I mean, if we're talking drummers here, would you say half of it is, you know, music from the Stan days or the Steve days?
No, I think both. That's a great question and very in tune with the fact that there were two drummers. I mean, Ferroni came in during Wildflowers. Like, that was actually not a Heartbreakers record per se. It was supposedly a Tom Petty solo record, even though Mike Campbell, you know, played on it, and Benmont came in, and it was like all the same guys basically. But I think around that time, Tom and Stan sort of parted ways. So everything after that is Ferroni. But to your question, yeah, we do play a lot of the early stuff that Stan played on, and it's all fantastic. I mean, the songs are great. It's not just, you know, I'm not really just there to like say, hey, the drum parts are fantastic. The songs are killer.
Yeah, the whole catalog. And the fact of the matter is I believe that Steve Ferroni started as just basically a session guy that they brought in. And the next thing you know, he became part of the band, right?
That's exactly right. Yep. He was just nailing it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you nailed it. You nailed it, man. For sure. So that was a great job by you on drums there, Scott. And Phil, I mean, a lot of people do know you in the music industry around here. And you're the Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, pretty much. And that's a pretty big role to play. I mean, he Mike was Tom's right-hand guy, literally.
Yes, it's a daunting task. It really is. But, you know, I find so much enjoyment in playing, his guitar leads, his chord structure. He's a brilliant musician. His embellishments, that enhanced all of Tom Petty's songs and the co-writing, of course, are just amazing. So, and then to discover the live sessions that we've kind of uncovered and the live performances gives me the latitude to kind of stretch out, but take his foundation and kind of run with it a bit, but always staying true to him and always staying true to that, those theme lines, those melodies that are so key to the song.
I may have asked you this last time, but have you seen Mike Campbell's band, The Dirty Knobs, yet?
I have not seen them as yet. I missed them when they came around at the Capitol. I'm hoping to see them out here in California. And hopefully maybe our paths will cross when I'm doing some session work out here, because he's involved in some of the same studios that I'm in. So I hoped one day to meet him and have a great conversation with him and just thank him.
Wow. We were kind of, you know, we might be manifesting this, Phil, for you. This might actually happen. I mean, think about it. You moved out there and he's out there. And, you know, it's a small world, so you never know. That would be pretty cool, right?
That would be amazing. Amazing. Then I'll come back and share the stories and conversations with you guys and your audience.
I love it.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's take a break and come back and talk about some of these dates. I mean, it's exciting that you're back out there again. And more with the Tom Petty Project coming up right after this.
Let's do the time warp at Music Theater of Connecticut's production of The Rocky Horror Show. This cult classic rock musical will be live on stage in Norwalk, Connecticut. Music Theater of Connecticut saves you the trip to New York City by bringing Broadway actors to you right here in Fairfield County. The show runs March 17th to April 8th. Tickets can be purchased at 203-454-3883 or online at musictheaterofct.com. Use code RADIO for 10% off. Get your tickets today.
Does your business need an edge over the competition? Bruce Park Sports and Embroidery is the answer. With custom clothing designed with your company logo, they'll help you from start to finish with embroidered or screen-printed hats, shirts, jackets, and more. All work done on site and made in the USA. Call Bruce Park Sports and Embroidery at 203-853-4488 or check them out on Yelp.
Hey, how about a great sandwich for lunch or delicious breakfast and cappuccino? This is Sergio. Come and see me at Francesca's Cafe and Grill right here on the Post Road in Norwalk, 249 Westport Avenue. Your friend Sergio here does it all, from Italy to Norwalk to coffee and cannolis. Francesca is truly a piece of Italy right here in heart of Norwalk. Check out our great menu at francescasdeli.com.
You have arrived. There's a new shop in Westport showcasing goods from around the globe. Behind every destination is a journey. Destination House is a unique gallery and home decor store, now with two locations in Montauk and Westport. Destination House is curated with an artistic coastal flair. The design, accessories, art, and photography reflect a range of styles from rock and chic to Montauk bohemian and more. Check out DestinationHouse.com. That's house spelled H-A-U-S. Visit them in Montauk or at 56 Riverside Avenue in Westport.
Hey, can't find New York-style pizza in Connecticut? Check out Planet Pizza at 607 Main Avenue, Norwalk. Dave's Planet Pizza of Norwalk. Order now at planetpizzanorwalk.com. Delivery available to Darien, New Canaan, Weston, Wilton, and Norwalk.
We're back. You're listening to The City's Backyard.
We're in the backyard with Scott and Phil from the Tom Petty Project. Scott, you're in Fairfield in your own backyard, right?
That's correct. Today, I'm actually in my place, not in my backyard because it's an apartment, but yeah, in Fairfield.
Yeah. Well, you're in the apartment in the backyard,
exactly.
Pretty much.
Exactly.
And Phil, what about you? So you're out in California and this is now your new backyard, right?
Correct. Yes. Valencia, California, or Santa Clarita is now my home base where, you know, I'm plugged into the music scene out here and doing sessions as well as it did a movie magazine award show about 2 weeks ago, backing up Chrissy Metz. I think that'll air on TV on the 28th. But yes, this is my new home base, and I'll be traveling back and forth for Tom Petty gigs, wherever they may be.
And who did you back up? Say that again for those that
Chrissy Metz is a actress as well as a singer. She had a show or she was part of a cast of a show that was on primetime TV. I'll dig that up in a second, actually.
Well, that's okay. While you do that, Scott, Park City Music Hall, last time you were on with Phil, that show had been, what, canceled or postponed because of the pandemic?
Not because of the pandemic. We had some illness to deal with in the band, not COVID, and just had to postpone it. And it was really tricky to try and get back on our schedule. So I'm really happy that that's happening because we're psyched to play it.
And that is coming up on Saturday, March 11th, right?
March 11th, exactly. Yeah, it's, from what I understand, ticket sales are going quite briskly. So if anyone
wants
to come down, grab a ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great venue. And from what I understand, they might have even expanded into some extra space there. So I'm not exactly 100% sure how they're doing it with the stage and so forth, but it is a great room.
Oh, it's fantastic.
And, you know, the acoustics are really good in there. And I had actually seen another Zeppelin tribute band in that place, Park City Music Hall, called Zoso, and they were a lot of fun. And that was a great time. So we're talking tribute bands. And I mentioned last time I've had on some other Petty tribute bands. The Breakers are out of Boston. They're going to come back on because they're going to be playing a date in New Jersey, and a bunch of good guys from Boston that park the car and drink at Dunkin' Donuts. So, you know, they're just another set of cool guys like you. But the difference between the two of you is you guys really do sort of have your own style where you say you don't really try and copy these songs, you know, down to every single note, right?
Correct. That's right. I mean, Phil kind of nailed it before when he was talking about Mike's parts and the impetus for what he's going to play. And same with what I'm doing. And frankly, all of us, I mean, we stay, certainly you're not going to say, hey, I don't know what the song that is, but we do take things in different directions. We do take liberties. Solos are different. I don't play the same drum fills per se. If there's a signature part of the song, I think I will play it, and I can probably say the same for Phil. But other than that, we're a little bit off the map.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's a perfect way to describe it. You're a little bit off the map. And I really enjoyed the fact that you're off the map because, you kind of go a little deeper into your own thing. And, you know, when we talk about tribute bands, some of them do that. I'd asked the guys in the British Legends of Rock, and they stay true to the songs because they're covering so many different bands that it might be hard to kind of go a little deeper, you know? So they try and stay true to every song. Whereas Black Dog, another Zeppelin tribute band, they kind of go off a little on their own and have their own style. So, you know, it's whatever floats your boat. Phil, let's talk about some of these songs here. So, you know, I was impressed with the playlist because it was quite eclectic in a way for a Petty fan. I would consider some of the tracks as maybe some that you would hear on a AAA type format radio station where they're not the typical, you know, hits. For example, Cabin Down Below, Love is a Long Road, not a typical hit in a sense, like, you know, even The Losers or some of the other hits, you know, or Free Fallin', even though that was a Petty solo tune. So why don't you comment on your playlist a little bit?
Correct. Yeah. You know, Tom Petty and the Breakers had such a vast set list, or excuse me, catalog of music. You know, we try to find these songs that we enjoy playing, in addition to the fact that we're going to promote it to the crowd. Maybe they will find a new direction that they never heard Tom Petty go in. So we want to basically make sure we propagate Tom's legend. But yeah, these songs, especially the live versions, is what we tend to do, which gives us the opportunity to stretch out, you know, our favorites of ours too. And we want to break up the show a bit. We want to give people new songs, right? So they can get excited when they come see us, not the same old show. But we enjoy playing all of these songs. And, you know, depending on the intensity on stage and the crowd intensity and feedback, you know, we may go off on a slightly different direction. But, you know, from seeing us, I'm sure you witnessed how much we enjoy playing together and witness how, you know, how much fun we have on stage.
Yeah, there's definite chemistry going on. And, you know, again, Park City Music Hall on the 11th. Let's take one last quick little break here and come back and talk about some of the other dates. We're talking of the Tom Petty Project. More after the break.
Visit Rory's Restaurant, 416 Post Road in Darien. Rory's is where it's always delicious. Try their great selection of mouthwatering appetizers, hot and cold sandwiches, scrumptious entrees, and outrageous soups. Check out their menu at rorys.net or call 203-655-9453 for takeout or curbside pickup. Open 7 days.
Live music every Wednesday night at 8 at Rory's.
From hot to cold, breakfast to lunch, JV's Deli has something for everyone. JV specializes in thin crust pizza, deli sandwiches, pasta, and more. JV's Deli and Pizza, serving Norwalk for over 10 years, 15 Tierney Street up the road from City Hall. Check out their great menu at jvsdeliandpizza.com.
Live theater is back and in your own backyard at Curtain Call. There's always something on at Curtain Call at the Sterling Farms Theater Complex, Newfield Avenue in Stamford. For half the price of a Broadway ticket, a family of four can see a show at Curtain Call. Call 203-461-6358 or go online to curtaincallinc.com. That's curtaincallinc.com.
Don't let an uncomfortable home keep you from enjoying it. Call the Heating and Cooling Company of Norwalk at 203-855-0858 today and schedule your free system evaluation or Google them. The Heating and Cooling Company of Norwalk.
This is Vince Santilli, CEO of Homes for the Brave, inviting you to join us for our 7th annual For Veterans, By Veterans Comedy Night. Every single one of our professional comics is a U.S. military veteran. The show is on Friday night, March 31st at Vizzano's Four Seasons. For information and tickets, go to www.homesforthebrave.org, and we would love to see you there.
Dave and Charlie's Hometown Deli is your go-to neighborhood deli for breakfast, lunch, and an afternoon bite, providing Boar's Head ingredients and fresh bread coming daily from Terra Nova Bakery in the Bronx, 300 Strawberry Hill Avenue, Norwalk, dchometowndeli.com. Check out Hometown's daily specials.
We're in the backyard. We're talking Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. We're talking the Tom Petty Project, which is based out of Connecticut, even though, Phil, now you're out on the West Coast, but you're flying in for these shows. Scott, let's get to these shows. So we've got Park City Music Hall in Bridgeport, which is essentially Fairfield Bridgeport, right? On
exactly. March 11th.
And what else?
So I'm looking at the calendar right now. It looks like a Friday, April 7th at Garcia's next to the Capitol, which is fantastic.
Nice.
Yeah. And then the very next night, we're playing Saturday, April 8th at the Town Crier in Beacon, New York, spreading out our, you know, sphere of influence a little bit. And that, then
June 3rd, we have a Porch Fest. Is that correct?
I'm not sure if that's confirmed yet. The next one that we're trying to set up is one upstate as well, but we don't have any more confirmation on that. So those are the two that I can confirm at this moment.
Well, that's great. I mean, because you're covering Connecticut and then you're down there in Portchester where you're giving a lot of Westchester people a chance to come and see you. You know, and of course, they're welcome to drive up to Bridgeport. But like you said, tickets are going fast. So if they can't make that show this month, coming up in, you know, on the 11th in March, then they've got April. So I feel like a lot of these bands are starting to get back on their feet again. Do you feel like the momentum is finally ramping up
in terms of people coming out to shows?
In terms of bookings, people coming out to the shows, the excitement, the energy, all that, you know.
Absolutely. Phil, I'll take this one only because we may have mentioned this last time, but I'd love to restate it. What we're finding is, even though I did report that tickets are going fast, which is factual, it's not just marketing hyperbole, people are absolutely waiting longer to pull the trigger on tickets for anything. You know, whether it's a show at the Garden or it's to come see us at, you know, Park City. So what we're finding is, you know, day of purchases are way more prevalent these days. So people are, you know, waiting. Who knows? Maybe they're waiting to see if somebody's going to get sick or, you know, they're working too much and they're not sure they can commit to the gig.
Right.
People are still coming out, but you don't have the pre-advance information that we used to. Let's put it like that.
Yeah. No, I think you summed it up correctly there, right on the money. Phil, any final words as we wind down the podcast today? I'm very excited that you guys, I feel like you guys are getting better. I really do. Do you feel like you're getting better, Phil?
I think, yes, we evolve every time we hit the stage and take it into different directions. But yes, I think, you know, playing out consistency and, you know, you learn from listening back at recordings. I think that we are definitely on top of our game and going even further than that. So
now you may have some surprises coming up. I mean, is that how you typically discuss the playlist? Who does the playlist? Is this a collaborative effort? And before you answer that, Scott, when we go to you next, I just want you to intro the rest of the guys in the band. But sure. Phil, you can follow through with that question on the playlist. Is this a collaborative thing with the guys? Or are you taking the lead on the playlist?
No, it is collaborative. You know, we also defer to obviously our singer Pete Najarian. You know, depending on how he wants to come out and approach the audience in the set, but the collaboration or the input to find new songs and insert them in certain places in the set is definitely a collaboration. And then, you know, some of these, the staples, we definitely have to keep in. But like I said, we want to keep it fresh for the audience. And we're always looking at different recordings and different concerts that they did. So,
Scott, before we get to the rest of the band, do you feel like your drumming is tighter with the band? Do you feel like there's definitely more chemistry now?
Well, absolutely. It's funny when we were talking about stretching out the sets and opening up the songs, etc. I think that just comes from not only my own, but also just band confidence. I think we just trust each other so inherently now. You know, if Phil decides, hey, you know what, I'm going to play another chorus, I'm going to take another chorus for the solo, it's just a look. It's just like, okay, got it. We'll follow you. You know, and we all just kind of know instinctively, intuitively, where we're going to go, because even though we're not playing 5-6 times a week, like, you know, a band that's on tour, we've done a fair amount of shows now. So it's very, we're very in tune. So, you know, the question is not just about my drumming, really, it's about us together.
Yeah. And the other guys in the band, give us the rundown.
Yeah. Pete Najarian, who Phil just mentioned a minute or two ago, he's our singer and rhythm guitarist, and he put this band together from scratch. Nice job, Pete. We've got Mark Bridgman on bass and angelic vocals. He's an
everybody seems to
treasure.
Know him.
He's everywhere. He's ubiquitous. The guy is playing with everyone, as he should be. He's a monster. And our newest member is Don like Rogers, and he is just fitting in so perfectly. He's an absolute player and a gentleman and a great guy to hang with. So he fits in beautifully.
So, okay, so we've got Park City Music Hall, Saturday, March 11th. Then you've got Garcia's. What day is that again in April? What night of the week?
Yeah, that was Friday, and it is April 7th.
Perfect. That's good. I want to go to that, too. Cool. See, I'm becoming like a new fan of yours, really, because you're different. And I think people need to check you out to understand that you're not just you know, just like a lot of the bands are that try and sound exactly like Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. I think I think you guys are different because you do make it your own style and go off on these. I don't know. What would be a word to say? Go off on what, Phil? Yeah. What do you go off on?
These jams or interpretation of the songs for solos and arrangements a bit. But yeah, you know, we kind of jam it out of it, you know?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. You're like a Tom Petty jam band. I think that's it, Phil.
<That's>
I love it. What a great way to wrap it up. I knew I would, you know, toss the ball back to you and you'd come through in the clinch there, Phil.
There you go.
Yeah, perfect. Phil Lopresti, Scott Person, the Tom Petty Project. More info at what's the website, Scott?
TPP203.com.
Guys, always a pleasure having you drop by the backyard today.
Man, thanks for having us, Matt.
Take care.
Appreciate it. See everybody at the shows.
That puts a wrap on another edition of The City's Backyard. We'll be back next week with more interesting topics, great guests, and fun conversation about what's happening in and around your community. That's it for now. We'll see you soon.